when you went out from the house out to the barn, you had a place where you could walk.
Mm-hmm.
You'd always walk kind of in the same place. What did you call that?
I don't remember.
Well, here, let me just, here now, would you call it just like a path or a lane?
Yeah, most of them, people call them lanes.
Uh-huh. And then, or in the woods, place where you could walk in the woods. Like if you were, you know, walk, maybe there was a little place where you could
we'd
walk.
We call it a path or...
Yeah.
I reckon they call them trails now.
Yeah. All right. And they, in Bristol or in Mountain City, I don't know about the, in the town of Shady Valley itself, but in Bristol and Mountain City, you don't walk on the street, you walk on the...
Sidewalks.
Yeah. Now, have you ever seen a place, now, in the sidewalks, right, like here, you know, here's the sidewalk, and the street's down here. This is the street. And there's some grass in between here, between the sidewalk and the street.
No, I don't believe I have.
Okay. In sometimes you see that in neighborhoods, in towns.
Yeah.
And a little something you might pick up and hold in your hand that you might...
A rock?
Yeah, and you'd say, yesterday I did this at a dog.
So the rock at all?
Okay. And if you went over to a friend's house and you rang the bell and you got no answer, you might say, well, I guess he isn't...
At home?
All right. And if... Now, if someone was walking in this direction, walking in that direction, you'd say he was walking away from me. If he's coming this way, you'd say he's walking... He wasn't walking away from you.
He's coming to me?
Yeah, or toward... That's the idea.
Coming toward me.
Yeah,
that's the old...
Yeah, that's what I meant. And if you gave your a son, or a... Let's say you gave your son the same name as your brother, you might say, well, we named the child...
After his father?
Yeah. And if you might come home, you hadn't seen someone for a long time, you might say to your wife, guess who I ran today? Guess who I ran?
Guess who I saw?
Yeah. Do you ever use the expression ran across or ran into?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which one of those?
Well, ran into, I guess, would be the old expression we used.
Okay. And if someone was eating, when you eat, let's see, what kinds of breakfast cereals did you use? Did you used to eat anything kind of like a cereal in the morning, especially in the winter?
You mean one of those boys?
Yeah.
No.
How about later?
Oh, yeah, later years, why, you used corn, oatmeal or cream of wheat or cornflakes, something like that.
Okay, well, you ate oatmeal, did you put milk on it?
Yes.
All right.
Milk and sugar.
Okay. So when you put milk on it, you might have said, I'm having my oatmeal milk. I'm having it with
milk and sugar.
Or with? Mm-hmm. Would you say that I'm having it with?
With
milk. And then if you didn't put any milk on it, you'd say I'm having it.
Most everybody said, calls it coffee barefooted now. I wouldn't know what. Milk and sugar.
They call it barefooted?
That's right.
With that black coffee?
Uh-huh.
Having their coffee barefooted. I've never heard that before.
You never did?
No, I sure didn't. Okay. That's good.
My wife's got an aunt in there now, and she takes her coffee barefooted. I call it all the time.
Yeah, another way you might say that, though, instead of saying with... milk and sugar, something else you might say is we're having it with,
mm-hmm.
without.
Without milk and sugar.
Yeah. Now, what kinds of, does smoke bother you?